Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Donna Crow. Glad you guys are here. We have an excellent show today. We have two special guests, Dr. Kleinsmith and Dr. Loper. I'm going to introduce Dr. Kleinsmith to you, and he's going to introduce Dr. Michael Loper to you. Our subject today is colostrum, and we're going to talk about some recent research, and I'm excited about this show. I'm excited about colostrum and what it's done for me and what it's doing for people that I know and love. And so I'm glad you're here. So I'm going to introduce Dr. Kleinsmith to those who are not familiar with him. He's probably one of the top people in the world, leading authority on colostrum. He has a PhD in nutrition from Chatsworth College. He has a Bachelor of Science from the University of Oregon. And in his past, he served as a marketing and research director for a prestigious anti-aging health center that utilized growth hormone injections as the basis for their anti-aging treatments. And the research he conducted on growth and immune factors found in colostrum inspired him to develop some products that are potent for anti-aging and immune enhancement and regulation and also inch loss. He's just a wealth of knowledge on the subject of colostrum. He's traveled the world speaking on this and teaching on this. He's his first book sold over 500,000 copies, and he's got another book that I'll let him talk about if he's got time, if he wants to talk about that. He's just, you know, again, a wealth of information. He's done lots and lots of research. He's a formulator. He's got, you know, a library full of research and also testimonies of clients who have turned their lives around with Immune Tree Colostrum. And every time I hear him speak, I learn more stuff. It's just amazing. And colostrum is just phenomenal in what it does in so many vast different ways. And so welcome, Dr. Kleinsmith. And I'm going to hand this over to you and let you and Dr. Loper do your thing.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the introduction. With me today is somebody that came to me many months ago, and it was interesting because the way that he came to me was sort of a bit clandestine. And let me kind of, and Dr. Loper, if I misstate this, please jump in here. But I get a call out of the blue from a medical doctor, and we get those calls on different issues, and they have questions. And he says, "Well, I'm looking for Anthony Kleinsmith." I said, "Well, this is who I am." I said, "Why? What's going on?" He says, "Are you the person who owns and set up Immune Tree?" I said, "Yes, I am." "Why?" He says, "Well, I'm looking for the best colostrum, and I want to see about grabbing some from you." So we kind of negotiated a little bit. He purchased some. I didn't hear from him for a little while. Then I get this next call back, and he says, "Yep, you're the right guy." And I said, "What? What are you talking about?" He says, "Well, let me give you a little bit of background on me." He says, "I'm a medical doctor. I'm a biochemist. I'm a former baseball player with the St. Louis Cardinal organization. He has a master's in biochemistry from the University of Mississippi, master's in health science and administration from St. Joseph's College. He's got an MD from St. Matthew's University School of Medicine." He says, "I am in the ER. He says, I do all sorts of other things. I'm a professor of pharmacy and medicine. But I've been looking for the very best colostrum." I said, "Well, you know, there are certain parameters that you need to do." He says, "Well, time out. I own the Medwell Lab, Inc., which performs double-blind clinicals for publication on different pharmaceuticals." I said, "Oh, well, now my ears start to perk up a little bit." And he said, "What's interesting is I've put all of the different colostrums through the ringer, and yours, by far, head and shoulders above the rest, stands out. He says, now this is what I'm looking to do. He says, because of my performance in the athletic arena and because of my nutritional background, he also does nutritional counseling for different clinics and hospitals and different folks out there, because it's not just a focus on the traditional medicine. It's a combination of more of the nutritional and the traditional and combining them into an alternative, almost alternative practitioner. Well, I perk up over this, and I said, well, what are you looking to do? And we've created a partnership where through his labs and through his studies and through his research and the people that he knows, through my manufacturing and production and other things, we are collaborating on several different opportunities, one of those being just basic research, others on clinical trials through the laboratories that he owns and is affiliated with, and then getting the word out there. So, Michael, with Dr. Loper, with that said, let me have you come on, introduce yourself a little bit, and say hello to the folks.
Hey, everybody. I think Dr. Kleinsmith kind of introduced me as well as I can do myself. that's kind of who I am and what I do. One thing he didn't mention in there, also, I have three kids and a wife that I have to spend time with as well. That, you know, that's one of my big passions is sports and kids and my family. And I actually coach my son's little 7 and 8 year old baseball team as well. And just one more thing that I have in the pot there. One thing he did say that is not exactly totally correct was when I called him looking for colostrum and samples of stuff, he actually sent them to me, no questions asked. It wasn't I actually didn't order them from you. You sent the, I don't know if you remember that. You sent those to me just as a sample pack to try out at all. You know, small packages so I could test because I told you kind of what I was, you know, looking for. And a little bit of background on that as well. I went to numerous colostrum producers and talked to them about what, you know, why theirs is different from other people and why I should put my name behind theirs or why I should recommend that one to patients or clients. And I had several companies that wouldn't once I told them who I was and what I was looking to do, they wouldn't send me samples for sure and didn't even want me to let me order. So a couple of them I actually bought from local health food stores and then put them through the kind of the ringer on different things. And if you have a chance, and I know, I can't remember when it was, I listened to one of the little blog talks, and Dr. Kleinsmith talked about different people on his team and all that. And there's actually a little YouTube video out there where there are people that are showing differences in colostrum. They have two different colostrums and show you what one looks like versus the other. Obviously, you can't see what it tastes like on YouTube, but you can go do those tests for yourself, see what it tastes like, see what it feels like, see what it looks like. And if it doesn't look, taste, or feel like what you're used to or what you think colostrum should be or what the books say colostrum should be, it's probably not totally colostrum, and you're not going to get the benefit from it that you could if it was true six-hour colostrum. And what is true six-hour colostrum? That's the colostrum that comes from the cow within 6 hours of birth, and that's where you get your biggest benefit. After that, you start turning into transitional milk, and once it starts turning into transitional milk, you're getting more and more like whole vitamin D milk. Now, is it the same? No, not exactly. But, you know, starting to get to that point. So what is colostrum? Most of you on this call probably know kind of what colostrum is and kind of what it can do. But colostrum contains over 95 immune factors, has all 87 growth factors, has all factors and the basic factors. And that sounds like, okay, that's four different things. Well, each one has 95, 87, hundreds and hundreds. And the only way to know exactly what colostrum can do is one, to use it on yourself and see what it does for you personally. And I would definitely recommend using it for longer than 30 days. I mean, even in the medical community, anytime you use a drug, you should use it, you know, for at least a month, maybe a little longer, to really see how your body is going to do with that. But if you want to do
search. Internet search.
Let me jump in here, Michael, and see if I can help out a little bit. Your phone is breaking up just a little bit.
Okay.
So if you can get in a spot where we can, there we go. That sounds a whole lot better.
Is that a little better?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did I kind of break off on you guys?
Well, just go ahead and just keep going for just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the internet's a great place to do research or to find out information about different things. And same thing with Classroom. The problem is nobody regulates what's on the internet or what's there. Who knows what you're putting or what you're finding there is real. Any place you go on there, if I go start my own website, I can type up whatever I want, and I don't have to answer to anybody on that. So when you're looking for Colostrum, I would recommend going and looking for each one of the different factors and learn what those different factors do for you. Like, for instance, vitamin E, vitamin A, vitamin B12. These are basic factors that are found in colostrum. Find out what those factors can do for you. And those are already in colostrum. Why go take another supplement of B12 or E or A when they're all found here? What else is in there? They're fatty acids. They're amino acids. Glyconutrients, all found there, all found here. Find out what they can do for you. Keep going down the list. On our immune factors, you've got proline-rich polypeptides, which I'm a big fan of, peroxidase cytokines, immunoglobulins, just tons and tons of stuff, transferrin. Then you go into the growth factors, and I'm just hitting on, a few high points. The growth factors. You've got IGF-1, which is, the leader of the pack that runs everything. Growth hormone, leptin, epithelial growth factor, and that's just to name a few. And then you get into...
I have a question, because on something like that, especially with your background in sports, you just did a write-up that we're going to be posting on the Immune Tree Inc. site. That's strictly an informational site for everybody out there, and we're going to be giving that to Donna as well. But you just did a write-up on sports performance. And I noticed that as I was reading through this, you kind of focus on the different aspects. Can you go into that a little bit for us? Especially the research.
Yeah, and that's what I try to do. When I'm doing this, first off, it's all got to be medically backed. And now I can't go unless I've specifically tested for different things, but I've used research that show these. Exactly what colostrum can do. So what I try to do is specifically look at one particular part of, like I was talking about, one particular part of colostrum, find out what it does for you, and then show how it integrates all together. The cool thing about colostrum, if you're looking for sports performance like I have in this article, you can perform better, look younger, feel better, get that competitive edge. We're all looking for that competitive edge, whether it's in sports, whether it's in life, whether it's at work. I mean, we're all looking to make more money. We're all looking to work less hours. We're all looking to feel younger. We're all looking to look better, be more trim. All these things colostrum can help with. Now, is it the miracle cure for everything? Maybe, maybe not. But that partly depends on you, your body, what you think about it. But it's a great place to start. But the coolest thing about it is, it's approved by the IOC, the International Olympic Committee. So if you were playing sports, college sports, professional sports, you can take this and not have any problem with passing a drug test where, everybody in sports are looking for advantage. You see people every day that are getting called for performance enhancing drugs, PFDs, steroids, growth hormone. You see the cyclist every year. It's always big during the Tour de France. Blood doping and all these other things that they do. And this is an approved substance that works great. And if you go down in that article, once you guys are able to read it, I show different studies that have shown different things where they've tested Olympic skiers, where they've tested marathon runners, and show how it helps them. Helps them increase their workouts. They're able to work out harder. They're able to decrease their time of recovery so they can gain more muscle mass. They lose more inches or more weight, all while getting more energy. And that's just one of the cool things. Another one that I'm big on right now, and I've probably talked Dr. Kleinsmith's head off about this one, is TB4. And you guys may have read about TB4 or heard about TB4. TB4 is thymosin beta 4. And the new biggest research and the coolest thing about that is that they've shown that it helps stem cells. Now, everybody hears every day stem cells. What are stem cells? Okay, stem cells are nothing more than an undifferentiated cell. So stem cells aren't just something we go get at a laboratory, inject in our body. That's one way that it kind of happens, okay? But we all also have stem cells in our body, in our bone marrow. They're undifferentiated cells. They're cells in our body that haven't determined whether they're going to be heart cells or whether they're going to be a liver cell or whether they're going to be a skin cell. They're there, okay? What the TB4 has been shown to do, and it's one of the few or one of the newest that are showing actual studies in humans, a lot of articles, a lot of things you're going to see with supplementation are going to show that X supplement was shown to decrease this in lab mice. Okay, that's great. We don't know exactly what it's going to do on a human. So at this point, anytime you see stuff on human trials, that's big time. If you go to the Immune Tree Inc. website, there's an article on there talking about flu and swine flu and shows how colostrum has been shown in human studies in clinical trial in Italy, shown to be up to 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine. So anytime you can see human trials is great. So the TB4, what it showed was by supplementing with TB4, it recruited more stem cells to the damaged tissue, and then once the stem cells were at the damaged tissue, the TB4 seemed to protect those undifferentiated cells until they turned into the cell they wanted to, so it prevented what's called apoptosis. Apoptosis is premature cell death. When a cell gets there, doesn't know what to do, and the body kills it. So it prevented that. So this is going to be big, big in the near future with transplant victims. Person has to get a heart transplant. Before it's heal better, it's going to help them heal faster, and it's also going to protect that heart from being rejected.
So can I interrupt just for a moment here on the stem cells? Stem cells basically do repairs, right? So if you wound yourself in some way, you fall down and break a leg or something, stem cells are what rush to that area to do repairs, right?
Partly, absolutely.
Partly, okay.
Yep. That's not the only thing that's happening. Stem cells aren't the only thing that are there doing that. You know, there's hundreds of other things going on in the body that are doing that, but stem cells are one of the big ones, absolutely.
And as we age, those numbers go down, right? Less absolutely. Stem cells?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
like
anything that's
in your body. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what's nice about it is when you look at our colostrum, the studies that were done were using levels at, 60 UG, and that they were shown to be very effective. Now, ImmuneTree colostrum, we contain 600, 10 times the level that they were using in the studies, and that's why, Donnie, you have folks that are calling you up, especially after listening to some of these radio blogs, that are calling up and saying, well, let me just kind of dip my toe in. And I know we're going to talk about this a little later, but dip my toe in, and then they kind of pull back, going, well, and then all of a sudden they're going, wait a minute. I feel great. I have less pain.
Yeah.
I have less inflammation, all these wonderful things. That's where 600 UG per serving really has an effect on people.
Yeah, it
really
has. You know, the coolest thing about, I know I keep using that word today. It must be my big word for the day. It's cool. A neat thing about colostrum is the fact that, you know, we specifically talk about TB4. We're talking about it right now. But there's so many other things in there and so many other things that can help you. IGF-1, it's going to help you rebuild everything in your body. The growth hormone that's found in there is going to help you rebuild tissue in your body as well. Growth factors, the same thing. And that's just talking about growth factors. That's not talking about the immune factors that are going to help you fight off diseases, or maybe not diseases that you have, but things that you can contract through everyday life. I mean, you want to see some nasty stuff that's going on, go take a swab of a door handle somewhere. I mean, not even a bathroom, but somewhere just normal. Look at the bacteria and the viruses that grow there. Stuff that we get every day. You know, so it just can do so much more than little things that we talk about. I mean, you can spend days and days and days talking about each thing that it can do and still never hit all the topics. I mean, it's not even close.
Well, that's one of the things that that Dr. Loper and I are working. I should say more. He's working on. I provide the support, some of the support material, and a little bit of the research. But we do write-ups every month, and we've released just a couple on the ImmuneTreeInc.com website under the science section, and that's where you can see his bio and a photo of him as well. But we're going to start putting these up now because we've probably done how many, 10, 15 already?
Somewhere along.
Yeah, and we're going to start loading these up so that people can go there, take a look at the write-ups from a medical doctor on the different components, constituents, the different aspects that colostrum brings to the table. And the sports performance write-up, the TB4 write-up, autism, the lupus, I mean, just the list goes on and on. So one of the things that, and hopefully, Michael, I'm not talking out of the side of my mouth here, but Don, I know that you have folks that come to the table, so to speak, through the phone or the internet or what have you, and they ask, well, what about X or what about Y? Well, if you can get those to us, that's one of the things that we're here to do. We're not here for the short run. We're here for people. I've been doing this for nearly 20 years, and one of the things that we are constantly doing is putting in parameters to help focus, to help get the information, to help get credible knowledge out. Like Dr. Loper was talking about earlier, there's so much misinformation out there. And what we want to try to do is not only bring the appropriate and the correct information and not use, you know, this is not a panacea. It's not a cure-all. It has different components in it, and that's what Dr. Loper is bringing to the table, is kind of a medical view of all these different constituents. And if we find something that has an interest to the listeners out there, throw it out there, whether it's going to the website and taking a look at it and saying, hey, what about X? Or whether it's coming back to you, Donna, and saying, hey, Donna, can you get something written up on, you know, multiple sclerosis or whatever the case may be? So I want to throw that out there to everybody who may be listening to this broadcast and say, you know what, contact Donna, ask some questions. Who knows what, you know, we have limited time that we work with, but who knows what we can get accomplished here.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask Dr. Loper about Crohn's disease. You know, have you seen in any of your patients, have you dealt with people with this? Have you seen benefit using colostrum for that issue?
Absolutely seen benefit. I actually have. Here's the difference with a medical doctor. I can't or don't just specifically prescribe, maybe a little bit different than normal people. I don't specifically prescribe certain things for certain people. Obviously, there are certain protocols for certain things. But I like to have people have the option of doing traditional medical care or doing alternative or a mixture of both. And that's probably where I'm a little different than, you know, just your typical average physician. So, you know, I'm open to both sides. So I have one of my best friends who's a chiropractor. His brother is a Crohn's patient. And they've taken colostrum 3 or 4 years, and they've seen great results. Now, does it work perfect for everybody? No. I mean that's with anything, though. Can everybody drink milk and have no problems? No. Is it effective? Yes.
I had one client come to me recently and was interested in trying this for his situation, which is Crohn's. And he was feeling pretty conservative about trying something. He was on a number of medications and just didn't want to upset the apple cart kind of thing. But he did some due diligence, got in and started doing some reading, saw that there was research that said that this could be beneficial for that particular issue. And so he took 1/4 teaspoon to begin with, and his next dose was like a half teaspoon. But he said he was just amazed at on that very small amount at how he had less pain already immediately. And his energy came up. He felt like his mood lifted. And I just love it. I love that this simple, natural product has so many remarkable benefits and works so quickly. I personally have seen people with severe food allergies be able to eat the offending food within just a few days of colostrum use. So any information that you have to share on that, we'd love to hear.
Yeah, and I know everybody loves to hear testimonials, and that always makes you feel better. And when you hear them, it always makes you feel more like it's real. You know, when we all look on the Internet and we see testimonials, whether good or bad, we never know if that's the competition writing something up or if that's us that are writing it up, you know, as a person that owns a company or whatever. But when you actually hear it, when somebody calls you and tells you, or you see them in person, that I'm feeling great or I'm doing this, it just makes you feel good that you're actually offering them a product that's so beneficial. I'll give you a personal instance of that. My father, who is 63 this year, tore his rotator cuff at work about 6 years ago. And he was a manager of the company at the time. And it was one of those things, he had great insurance, but didn't want to take the time to go get it fixed because he didn't want to miss work because he knew how important it was for him to be there and to watch over everybody. Well, since then, he has retired from that job and he owns his own small company and still has all the pain in his shoulder from that. And we've done different things over the years to get him through the pain, make him feel better. I put him on, he takes a relatively high dose. And it took him time to build up to it because you don't want to take a ton of anything at one time of colostrum. He also takes a couple other products. But let's watch it run out before he
You're
gets
You're breaking
back.
Up again.
Uh-oh. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Every once in a while, he'll run out before he, you know, calls me. He's not great about calling me and saying, I'm getting close to getting out. He'll call me when he's out. You know, it takes several days to get there. And he notices the difference just in that period of time. But he feels so much better at 63. His shoulder has so much less pain. He has, I guess from an old injury, he has some arthritis in one of his thumbs. Almost no pain in that. He would take anti-inflammatories, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories daily, something like ibuprofen, naproxen, you know, Aleve, something like that. He was taking it every day. Now he's taking nothing, and he feels so much better. He's lost inches from taking that, but just the strength gain that he's gotten, the decrease in pain and the energy levels, he said are worth it more than anything. And, you know, when you look at colostrum, if you look at it, buying it, however you decide to buy it, whether it's in a, you know, a bulk container or a smaller bulk container or tablets, you know, obviously save.
We're losing you again, Dr. Loper. We're losing you again.
Hello. I'm going to call you back on my cell phone real quick while I'm moving.
Okay.
While he's doing that, let's keep going with this, because that's something, what he's talking about right there with his father, that's something that we've discussed even with me personally, Donna,
and
with my knee.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, here's what's interesting as well. I'm working with a professional basketball player over in the European Union. His name is Andrew Bennett. And he started on the colostrum because he had a little bit of a tore meniscus in his knee. Now, he's 6'10". You know, he's a big guy. And he has been Skyping me. Now, for somebody on a professional tour to be contacting you, I mean, day or night, I will get calls from him in the early mornings, and I mean 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, to all the way through the evening, because especially lately, because he started on it. He started mega dosing with the product line, and he said, "Tony, I don't understand what's going on. He's only 20. He's in his mid 20s. He says my energy levels have gone through the roof. I can feel my knee. I can feel the tear where they want to do a scope." He says, "I'm not feeling the pain. It's going away. I'm experiencing relief, and I'm at 6'10", running around, you know, half the day, and then working out the other half." So he's putting a lot of stress and strain. He's now wanting to do video blogs and testimonials and Skyping, and I mean, he just can't stop talking about it. Now he's got other professional basketball players over in the EU who are now saying, "Well, wait a minute, how do I get my hands on this? Because they've told me I've torn a little bit here or inflamed a little bit there," and now he's got folks over there in the EU and throughout the gym and throughout the EU professional basketball association over there that are starting to go nuts about this.
Well, the thing that I love about that is it obviously has anti-inflammatory and natural pain-relieving abilities. We have Dr. Loper back on another line. Hi, Dr. Loper.
Hey, here we go. Hopefully that's better.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned, Dr. Loper, is that your father was able to get off of things like Aleve. You know, the client that I mentioned earlier, his doctor had told him to take high doses of Aleve, and he began to have, like, heart pain, you know, and he went on and started looking at, you know, some of the side effects or the dangers of Aleve, and he found out people have died from taking that stuff. Do you know of anyone who's died from taking colostrum?
No. That's what Anthony and I actually talked about this right before we went on, and I asked him, is it okay to talk about this? Every drug out there in the world, okay, when I say drugs, I mean, you know, supplements as well, has what's called a LD50. That's a lethal dose that kills 50% of the population, which means if I gave you X supplement, I gave you X amount of it, it would kill 50% of the people that took it. Okay, that's an LD50. Do you know what colostrum's LD50 is? This is where I'd love to take a poll of what people thought, you know, in the audience, that kind of thing. So, Donna, what do you think the LD50 for colostrum is?
I have no idea.
It's zero. You cannot take too much of it and kill yourself. So you can't. What's the worst that's going to happen? Here's one of those things you like to tell people. What's the worst that's going to happen if you take it? You take it, you didn't get the benefit that you thought, you're out a few dollars. You know, it's not like it costs you $400 a month to be on colostrum. And that's what's good about it as well. It's not super expensive. There's so many supplements out there today that know they're going to be gone tomorrow. And what they do is they market, and they cash in as quick as they can and get everything that they can, and then you look them up 2 weeks from now, and they're gone.
Yeah.
And it's a little exaggerated, but that's what happens. You know, it's everything. And then same thing in the pharmaceutical industry. You never know when you're going to be hit with a big lawsuit on those things. I mean, that's why they charge so much for their drug, one for research and development, for R&D. And then, I mean, you look at drugs in the past that have used for weight loss, or drugs that they've used for arthritis, and now those drugs are out of those businesses are out of business, and they've been sued big time. You know, they've paid out millions and millions and millions of dollars, that's what you know, colostrum is going to be around because it's been around. It's been around forever. It's going to be around forever. The question is, are you going to get quality colostrum, and where are you going to get it from? So that's the biggest thing. And I'm sure Dr. Kleinsmith has talked about it with you guys before. How do you tell the difference between a good colostrum and a bad colostrum? As far as the surface, there are ways to do it. You know, it should look somewhat yellow. It should be clumpy a little, like you can see, not that you can see fatty in it, but it should be fatty, where it's not a dried powder. It's a powder, but you should be able to pinch it with your fingers and almost clump up. It should taste like everybody will say a dairy flavor
but that's hard to talk about. But it's almost like a dried milk is what you would kind of think a dried milk would taste like, a little sweet. And those are things you're going to look for. Out of some of the ones I got, some of them were very white, gritty. They wouldn't clump up at all, which to me, if nothing else, meant that they had extracted fat from it. And if you extract fat from it, you extract other things that are beneficial. And, you know, verify or try to validate that it's a true six-hour colostrum. Make sure you're getting... Make sure you're getting what you're paying for.
Well, on that note, when we started talking, I know one of the things that kind of surprised you is the fact that I am willing to say, hey, here's our C of A's. We were willing to give that to you just on the drop of a hat. And I don't mean an internal C of A. Those you can get from some companies. But I'm actually talking the certificate of analysis that when you're looking at the testing methods, they're all there, the specifications are there, the units, the results, everything as far as the compositional and the microbiology on those lab analysis. And that's something that I remember you saying, you'll give me what? I said, sure. Matter of fact, we'll post them. I know that we've posted one, and I have oodles and oodles more to post up there now. And I've been a little bit negligent, but I remember you saying I haven't had a company yet that was willing to do that.
Yeah, they didn't want to offer me much when I was asking. And you look, there's a lot of people that produce colostrum, but how do you know it's, like I said, how do you know it's a quality colostrum? And you got to do your research. That's all you can do. And
yes, there are many people who have tried New Zealand colostrum, for instance, because they're happy organic cows, right? But the downside is that they collect. I have seen companies that collect all the way up to 72 hours, which is essentially powdered milk, you know.
Absolutely.
And so you're not going to see the benefits from that, you know. And by having it be collected in the first 6 hours, you get actual colostrum. Beyond that, you begin to see a mixture that's part milk, part colostrum, and the colostrum that is in there, the factors are not as potent. So it's less potent colostrum mixed in with milk, and that's what they call the transitional milk. So you really want to make sure it's six-hour colostrum. Could we talk just a minute about the anti-inflammatory aspect? I mean, you've mentioned this here, that Dr. Loper, with your father and Dr. Klein, you mentioned, you know, with these athletes, what is it about colostrum that helps with inflammation and pain?
You want to go or you want me to go?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Great
question. Part of it is obviously are the immune factors and the growth factors that are in there. And another part of it is you're actually regenerating stuff. So when we're saying, talk about a knee, okay, and Dr. Clownsmith would be a good example of this because
it's
actually happened to him, you know.
Yeah.
So in the medical community, you learn that tissue doesn't regenerate or very little tissue regenerates. The liver regenerates and other things to a small amount. And you hear a lot of research about glucosamine, chondroitin, and all these things. And then there's a study out there that says it's good, a study out there that says it's a waste of money, that kind of stuff. But with this, it actually helps you regrow at high enough doses, helps you regrow meniscus in your knee, okay? So if you're taking away the bone-on-bone and you're putting the padding back in between that, naturally your pain is going to decrease. So it's not just about an anti-inflammatory or a pain reliever that's in there. It's about actually getting rid of the problem. It's kind of like a pipe that's burst in your house. You're not going to fix it by turning off the water. You're going to fix it by replacing that pipe ultimately, right? And then turning the water back on. And that's more what it does. It's not just about, like a lot of traditional medicines and a lot of supplements, they aim at a problem caused by the big problem. It aims at different aspects of it. or this is more the root cause. It's getting rid of the stuff that's actually causing the pain instead of just treating the pain. Does that help you a little bit?
Absolutely. So in a situation like with, say, Crohn's, it's going to help repair actually the lining of the intestine and restore those tissues?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And that's where you... Yeah, and that's where you see the, everybody knows about leaky gut syndrome. And that really wasn't a big word until, what, 4 or 5 years ago. It was more of a thing, kind of like the word genre. Genre wasn't used for a long time, and then all of a sudden everybody knows about a musical genre and everything else.
Yeah.
Same type thing, but leaky gut syndrome is like that. And it repairs those holes and makes, all your intestines have really small little holes, but... And what they call leaky gut syndrome, they get bigger. And the colostrum helps go in there, or the constituents of colostrum go in there and help repair it and return it back to normal function. And another thing that colostrum does with the immune factors and all is not only does it upregulate your immune system, it also deregulates your immune system and gets you more to a homeostatic basis.
So in other words,
if your
immune system is overactive, it'll balance it down?
Absolutely. And that's where, and I talked a little bit about the first PRPs, proline-rich polypeptides, which I'm big on. It's one of the big things that helps do that as well, with a ton of other immune factors that help do that. Colostrum is kind of like the human body, and that's where it's... good in that thing too. Human body was created to be a work of art, right? Well, colostrum comes from, our colostrum comes from a bovine, but colostrum in a human or any mammal is the same type thing. It was made as the perfect superfood for that race. Okay? Obviously, females don't make enough colostrum for us to extract that, make it into something, and then get it. But bovine does. And I mean, it's almost identical to human colostrum. So, I mean, it is nature's superfood for the human body.
Very good. Very good. Well, I know that with the colostrum that is out there, and you kind of touched on this just a little bit. When you're looking for, I know when you asked me, Michael, or Dr. Loper, when you asked me to supply you with the product, I thought you had purchased it at the very beginning. That's neither here nor there. But when you came back to me and you started looking at the certificates of analysis and the different things, one of the things that you really hit on with me was the fact that you, as a not only a medical doctor, but a scientist, a researcher, a nutritional counselor, if you will, you wanted to make sure that what you were getting was 100%. Donna, you mentioned, you know, up to 72 hours. I've seen colostrums out there that are up to 96 hours, and they're still calling them colostrum.
Wow.
One of the things that we have done with you and with Dr. Loper and others is we have the opportunity to say to anybody, not just for the two of you, but anybody out there, if you're looking for the parameters, the certificate of analysis, ask. I know Donna that we haven't. I don't know if you've had folks that have asked for that, but we are more than willing to not only give you that, but we're willing to give you the animal health certificates that we have to maintain to ship out of the country because we ship this to all sorts of folks around the world. We obviously into the European Union with the folks over there, into South Africa for AIDS and HIV and all kinds of fun in all throughout Asia, from Japan all the way down to Indonesia and everything in between. But ask for certain things like you mentioned, Dr. Loper. You don't want to throw your hard-earned money away. I'll step up for the people that may be listening out there. You don't want to throw your hard-earned money away. So before you spend your money. And this is where folks like Donna come in, folks like Dr. Loper come in and say, you know, ask for certain aspects. We will always tell you, ask three questions. One, what time frame did you get it in? Two, show me the statistics on your base product that match some of the science, not the misinformation, but the science, like from the fundamentals of dairy chemistry. And if they can actually do that, then the visual, the physical aspects of it, is it kind of gooey? Is it moisture rich? Is it clumpy? Is it yellowish in nature? Is it have that sweet dairy taste to it? Now, if they're meeting all those things, you know that you're going to get that from Donna. You know that people like Dr. Loper, people like myself, we're out there with true quality. Ask for the certificate of analysis. We're more than willing. And if they can't, if they won't provide that, now you just maybe just save yourself from throwing some of the money down the toilet. Because I know for a fact there are many, many companies out there that if you ask for that, well, we don't provide that. We've even talked with people that say we have a no-return policy. How do you have a no-return policy on a product that you're guaranteeing to be top quality? Doesn't happen.
Well, while we have Dr. Loper here, I want to ask this one question. Is there anything that you would think that colostrum would be contraindicated for? The only thing I could think of would be maybe somebody who's on a transplant list.
I don't even know. At that point, you would obviously talk with your physician about your specifics and what's going on with your body and all that. But, you know, if the TB4 research holds up, you would actually be doing, you know, in ways you could be doing yourself good even while you're on a transplant list. You could be repairing cells that have been damaged, whether it be heart cells or kidney cells. So that's one of those things you would definitely have to talk to your specific physician about and, you know, tell them your situation. They need to know everything you're taking. Obviously, they would know the regular drugs that you're taking, but you also need to know any type of other supplementation you're taking. And then you and your physician make that call. That would be the, you know, the best advice for that. Other than that, you know, there's no real reason not to try colostrum for just about anything. You know, one thing that I maybe would say you would take it easy on at first would be if you do have some type of big lactose or big milk allergy. Now, there's virtually no lactose in 6-hour colostrum, but you never know. And food allergies are one of the worst allergies you can have for the fact that you have so many blood vessels in your stomach, and if you have some type of reaction, that blood goes everywhere. So you could take it super slow. I have four or five people that I know that have pretty good lactose intolerance and or milk allergies, and they take colostrum fine. Five people total that have it, and then three of them can drink milk again after taking colostrum.
So it actually helped to repair that issue.
Yeah. And that down-regulation of the immune system. You know, it down-regulated whatever their immune problem was that was causing them to have problems with the milk and desensitized that, and now they're able to re-drink milk.
So what would be a minimum amount that you would recommend that someone start with? You know, obviously, you know, you're not diagnosing and prescribing for people that you don't know, but just as a general rule for getting something off the shelf at a store, what would be the most that you would recommend somebody start with just like the first few days, say?
At the most, any type of supplementation that you're going to do, you're going to start low and go slow. So, you know, start with a small amount, whatever that is, whatever you think is a small amount as the individual taking that. Start at that dose and slowly build up to higher doses. Don't think you can go take half a cup of this stuff at one time, you know, because you're going to detoxify your body when you do that, and you're going to get flu-like symptoms. And then people will think, oh, well, it's the colostrum making me sick. No, it's all the toxins that are being released out of your body that are making you feel sick. So anything, start low, go slow.
Sounds really good.
Very good.
I know tap danced around that a little bit, but that's, you know, that's the best advice with any supplementation. I mean, if you're going to take a vitamin supplement, you don't want to go mega dose on it the first day. Your body is not used to that, and your body has to get used to everything it's doing. It's kind of like when you go on a diet. You feel terrible for the first 3 or 4 days when people diet. It's the reason people don't have a lot of success on diets, because they feel bad when they do it. Where if it's more of a lifestyle change, you ease into it, and then you slowly change your habits, and you typically feel better. You get more energy at that time. That's the same thing with any supplementation out there.
I agree. I regularly tell people that everybody's body is different. You don't know how you're going to respond. You can always add more, but if you put too much in to begin with and you have a negative response, then you're going to have to ride it out. So why not start small and work up to what works for you? And I generally tell people, do what your body and your budget can handle, you know?
Absolutely,
And your body will dictate, you know, but start small. It's just wisdom, you know. That's what the squirrels do. When a squirrel finds new food, takes a little tiny bite, and if it doesn't get sick, it takes a bigger bite. And if it can eat it over a few days and not be sick, then that's a new item for the squirrel's diet. So
yep.
I tell people, be as smart as a squirrel.
You know, and another thing is, with the economy the way it is and the way groceries are going up and gas is going up, everybody's got a tight budget. I don't care how much money you make. If you used to make it a certain amount, now you're having to spend a lot more than you normally spend, you know, you feel tight about it. And, you know, ultimately, when you take a good supplement, depending on what it is, what you're taking it for, if it's making you feel better, you have less pain, you have fewer symptoms of whatever, and you're taking less of other drugs, ultimately, you know, in the long run, you're saving money. Not to mention, you're missing less time at work and you feel better, you're more productive. All those things come in, you know, can't just look at a dollar figure. I know that's hard for people not to do, but don't just look at a dollar figure when you do that. I know at first you got to figure out what's going to work for you as far as money-wise, but look at it down the long run. How is it going to affect you? I mean, if you're more productive at work, you know, maybe you get a raise. If you own your own business, you're more productive, you make more money. You work less hours a lot of times because you're more productive at that time. You have less pain. You don't miss work. When you don't miss work, you know, people think that you're more reliable, you know. Often stuff like that leads to increases in pay. So look at it as an investment in your future.
Absolutely.
Very good. Very good.
Well, I have one other story on the subject of pain relief. I had a client call me and say he had been on vacation to visit his mother, and while he was there, he began to have severe hip pain, which is something that he had dealt with before and had for many years. While he was at his mother's, he didn't have his normal things that he normally took to give himself relief. She had bulk colostrum there, and he knew about it. And so he jumped in and took like 4 heaping teaspoons of it. And within a half hour, his severe hip pain was completely gone. And so he was extremely sold on the product and excited about it. And the thing that I love about that is, as you said, you're not just doing pain relief. As you continue to take it over season, it actually allows your body to do actual real repairs. And I love that.
Look, and when you're repairing, you're becoming younger. It's kind of like if you're doing renovation on your house. You take an old house that was built in 1900, and you slowly start to do a facelift on it. You take a wall down, and you put up a new wall, and you change electrical wires out, and you change wiring out, and other things. You're slowly making yourself younger. And that's what we're trying to do as humans. We're trying to live a long, productive life. So, you know, we're trying to slow or reverse the anti-aging process, and that's what some of this stuff is doing. That's what the immune factors are doing. That's what the growth factors are doing, regenerating tissue and building muscle and reducing fat and all the other things. I mean, just multitude of things that it's doing. Ultimately, you're making yourself younger. TB4, I'll go to TB4 again because I'm a cheerleader of TB4 today. But TB4 has also been shown to reduce wrinkles. That's saying that, you know, if you've got tons of wrinkles on your face, that all of a sudden you're going to look like a 20-year-old. No, but can it help reduce wrinkles? The research says yes.
Well, and the nice thing about it, Donna, you've had people that have contacted you because you've asked me on this one, can they make a paste out of the colostrum powder and just use it as sort of a mud mask? And
yeah.
We've had some phenomenal results with folks that have done just that with you know, dry, flaky skin, psoriasis, what have you. They just make that mask, they put it on, leave it on for about 25 minutes, wash it off. And, folks, it literally, age spots and rosacea and all kinds of fun little idiosyncrasies that you start to see in your skin as you get older, they start to go away, which is kind of fun. And that's something that you can physically look at and go, gosh, if this is helping me on the outside so much, what's it going to do from the inside out?
Yeah, I actually encourage people, if they have the option, to get a close-up photo before they start, because in 6 months you will definitely look different. And because it's sort of like a tree growing, you don't notice it because it's happening to you. But when you look back at the picture, you can go, oh, my gosh, big difference, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's like with colostrum. And Dr. Loper, I was reading the article that with the exercise and sports performance, and you focus a little bit on, and especially on the inch loss, you focus on a little substance with leptin. I don't know how much time you have left, but would you mind just touching on that one a little bit?
Okay, quick thing about leptin. In the inch loss thing I talk about, most people's weight loss, or most people's goal or a lot of people's goal for the new year is always to lose weight, lose some inches, feel better, look younger, that kind of thing. And in that little article, I kind of write up that how many of you are still on that kick? You know, what's today? March the 3rd. And a lot of people are probably off that kick by now. You know, a lot of New Year's resolutions last, what, a month? Okay? Well, is it our fault? Totally. No. I mean, it's our society we live in. It's the environment we live in. It's everything kind of built up together. Okay? The foods that you eat, you get used to eating processed foods, and now your body works totally different than it should have 100 years ago if, you know, you were growing your own vegetables and eating fresh fruit and all that. But anyway, leptin is a pretty neat supplement or a pretty neat substance which is found in colostrum. And what leptin does is it signals to your brain to tell you how fat you are. It tells your brain, oh, I've got a ton of fat on my body, or I'm too skinny, or whatever. So what the leptin can do, the leptin actually works two ways. It works in a bunch of other things too, but it works in two ways on the body with weight loss, where it signals to your brain to use some of the fat stores and use us energy, and then it helps to preserve muscle. It works on your thyroid to keep your thyroid working properly, and so it's preserving muscle and burning fat. Now, another thing neat that leptin does, and think about it this way, a lot of people have been on that diet, and you see people on television that do these yo-yo diets all the time where they'll lose a bunch of weight, you see them 6 months later, and they gained it all plus some back. Well, newest research about leptin actually shows that the leptin is as responsible or more responsible for making you stay skinny than it is to get you skinny. And that's actually the harder part of losing weight. Is the easier part is actually losing the weight versus keeping the weight off. So leptin is a key to that as well. What it does is when you lose all that weight, your thyroid starts to slow down, your muscle mass goes away, and when both those things happen, your body says, okay, I'm in a starvation-type mode. Now I need to start storing up in case something happens. And where is it stored? It stores it as fat. So what the leptin does, leptin kind of resets everything and gets your leptin levels back up that are in your body as a hormone, and it gets your thyroid functioning at a better level, and then keeps your muscle mass up, and then keeps your thermogenic engine in your body humming right along. And so
I have to interrupt now. Sorry to interrupt, but we have like about 30 seconds left. Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Loper and Dr. Klein-Smith. I know, Dr. Loper, you're squeezing this in between patients, and I really appreciate you doing that. I really appreciate your time and sharing your heart and your knowledge. And thank you so much, Dr. Klein-Smith, for graciously sharing your time also. I really appreciate you guys being here. God bless everybody. Stay tuned. All right? We'll be back again soon with more broadcasts.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello. That was a good broadcast.